Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on in Psalm 18. Cover the first 14 verses or so. I guess it's 13 verses. Let me go back to that 13th verse. David is given a description explaining. Hang on a second here. I got a problem with the keyboard. There we go. I'm going to move my office around. I was just packing up to go do a gig this week. So he's given insight into how the Lord came and protected him. And it's a wild thing, you know. It looks like that the Lord moved the weather, mountain, water. I mean, it's all sorts of things. He actually started off with, wasn't it? Yeah, the earth shook and quaked. Yeah, the mountains shook. The smoke came out of the, yeah, all this stuff was happening. So in verse 13, he said this, the Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And that hailstones and coals of fire was a repeat of what the end of verse 12 was about. Now, verse 14, he sent out his arrows and scattered him, and lightning flashes in abundance and routed them. So it looks like the Lord was doing battle for David using the weather. Now, we see him doing this in places. And historically speaking, this has happened many, many, many occasions where all of a sudden an unforeseen storm blows up on an unexplained storm of a particular kind of intensity. Know this, the Lord guides the lightning bolt. I think we see that in Job. And here the lightning flashes in abundance and routed them. He confused the soldiers. Then verse 15, then the channels of water appeared, and the fountains of the world were laid bare. So he's saying that it's rained so much, all of a sudden it starts pooling, it starts channeling, and it starts washing away the topsoil, and the foundations of the world are laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. So David is acknowledging that this is the Most High God's work, and this is how the Lord did battle for him. Now, verse 16. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. And so was David actually physically drowning? Well, probably not. But he was in a mess. He had a problem. Something was going on. And he's saying, hey, the Lord is one that sent from on high. The Lord literally from on high took me. Okay, took me. And he drew me out of these waters. He rescued me. Verse 17, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. David has no problem in acknowledging that his enemy was too strong for him, too mighty for him. David has no problem acknowledging what he did, which was to cry out to the Lord, call upon the Lord, and the Lord heard him. And the Lord delivered him. Verse 18 tells us more. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. In the day of my calamity, the idea behind that is in the day of your distress, the day of your disaster, sometimes the day, the day of your burden. Woo! Speaking of a burden, there we go. The day of our burden. And he's saying, the Lord is one that did this. The Lord was my stay, my support, like a pole, like a staff. So they confronted me in my day of calamity, but God rescued me. He rescued me because I can rest in him. Verse 20. Really, verse 19. He brought me forth also into a broad place. A broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. We've seen this idea of a broad place already over in the fourth Psalm. Okay. And it's the idea that he's bringing forth peace, comfort. He brought me into this place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. That is an interesting statement. God rescued him because he delighted in him. It begs the question of us, does it not? Does the Lord delight in us? And what does it mean to delight in us? I think we do well to always remember what the bottom line was with David, that he was a man after God's own heart. It's not speaking of perfection in performance or anything like that. But David starts delineating some stuff right here, which honestly makes us feel a little uncomfortable sometimes. Listen to this. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Verse 20. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. And then, of course, we can sit there, and we've talked about this before. We talked about it when we went through 2 Samuel 22. We can sit there and say, well, David, man, he did this, he did this, he did that. Of course, yeah, he did all this stuff. And so what's he talking about? Is he talking about the fact that he's lived perfectly and would from that day on? No. That's not what's going on at all. So what is he saying here? I think he's speaking of the particular incident, whatever it was that was going on here, that God knows that he's innocent, okay, that his hands are clean, and that he was righteous. But David is saying the Lord is one that grants all this. He's one that grants reward. He grants cleanness and recompense. Verse 21, for I kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. So he's saying, I have kept these ways. I haven't done anything wicked in any form or fashion. But listen what else he says. For all his ordinances were set before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless with him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. So David's acknowledging I could have stepped into iniquity. When he says I was blameless, that word, it literally means complete, or it means perfect, or it also means having integrity. I had integrity before him, before the Most High God. I have kept myself from this. Then the last verse for the day, verse 24. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyes. So he's explaining why the Lord did these things. There's other Psalms where David's cried out and said, Lord, I've sinned, forgive me for my sin. Yeah. Here he's saying, Lord, Lord, because of my righteousness, because of the cleanness of my hand, you recompense me. You know, I'm blameless before you in relationship to this. It's interesting, isn't it? Well, we'll stop right here. Again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all next episode.